Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is day 15 of our 40 days of Teshuvah. Again, we read Psalm 15 and Psalm 27 and meditate on these scriptures. The goal of El Het is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to become conformed to His image and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is the time to do spiritual house cleaning. 14. For the sin that we have sinned before you by showing contempt for parents and teachers. Disrespect for parents and teachers trickles down to our congregations as well. If you have contempt for them, you will also have contempt for any other authority figure that God places in your life. What is the definition of contempt? It's the act of despising, the act of viewing or considering and treating as mean, vile, and worthless. Disdain, hatred of what is mean or deemed vile. This word is one of the strongest expressions of a mean opinion which the language affords. The state of being despised, once in a scriptural sense, shame, disgrace. Some shall awake to everlasting contempt, as in Daniel 7. In law, disobedience of the rules and orders of a court, which is a punishable offense. The rebellion of the 60s has produced a contempt for authority that we are seeing today. Many of us are products of that rebellious generation, and only because of the blood of Yeshua have we escaped the judgment that comes with rebellion. However, some of us are dealing with this rebellion of authority in our children as well. We need to confess this sin if we are guilty of it. However, we see that contempt in some way spilling over to the messianic movement. We do not want to call in divine order that God set up. We all want to do what is right in our own eyes and not sit under divine authority. In the congregations, we show contempt for God's Torah, despising those who would even dare teach that we still need His Torah today. It is God who set up the order found in the tabernacle, the order of leadership in the Tanakh, as well as the Brit HaDashah and order in heaven. It is Yeshua who gave the leadership to the congregations, the body of Messiah. God is divine order, and when we rebel against that, we produce chaos in our lives and in the body of Messiah and His community. Ephesians 5:21-33. Submit to one another in fear of the Messiah. Wives should submit to their husbands as they do to the Lord, because the husband is head of the wife, just as the Messiah, as head of the Messianic community, is Himself the one who keeps the body safe. Just as the Messianic community submits to the Messiah, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. As for husbands, love your wives, just as the Messiah loved the Messianic community, indeed gave Himself up on its behalf. In order to set it apart for God, making it clean through immersion in the mikvah, so to speak, in order to present the Messianic community to Himself as a bride to be proud of, without a spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, but holy and without defect. This is how husbands ought to love their wives, like their own bodies. For the man who loves his wife is loving himself. Why, no one ever hated his own flesh. On the contrary, he feeds it well and takes care of it, just as the Messiah does the Messianic community, because we are parts of his body. Therefore, a man will leave his father and mother and remain with his wife, and the two will become one. There is profound truth hidden here, which I say concerns the Messiah and the Messianic community. However, the text also applies to each of you individually. Let each man love his wife as he does himself, and see that his wife respects her husband. Ephesians 4:8-13. This is why it says, after he went up into the heights, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to mankind. Now this phrase, he went up, what can it mean if not that he first went down into the lower parts, that is, the earth? The one who went down is himself the one who also went up, far above all of heaven in order to fill all things. Furthermore, he gave some people as emissaries, some as prophets, some as proclaimers of the good news, some as shepherds and teachers. Their task is to equip God's people for the work of service that builds the body of the Messiah until we all arrive at the unity implied by trusting and knowing the Son of God at full manhood, at the standard of maturity set by Messiah's perfection. Continuing on verses 14 to 16, we will then no longer be infants, tossed about by the waves and blown around by every wind of teaching at the mercy of people clever in devising ways to deceive. Instead, speaking truth in love, we will in every aspect grow up unto Him who is ahead, the Messiah. Under His control, the whole body is being fit and held together by the support of every joint, with each part working to fulfill its function. This is how the body grows and builds itself up in love. It is a dangerous thing to walk out of divine order. God brings order, HaSatan brings chaos. To treat godly parents and godly teachers with contempt is a sin against God Himself, who placed them in authority. Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land which Adonai your God is giving you. Food for thought. Parents and teachers are our first authority figures in life, and by the way of association, they teach us how to be respectful towards God and His mitzvot. The breakdown of respect for parents and teachers corrodes the moral code of society. Ask yourself, do I sometimes think poorly of my parents? Do I ever actually communicate a dislike toward them? Do I make the effort to appreciate how much my parents have done for me? If I were a parent, what would I want from my children? Am I giving that now to my parents? Do I give special attention to the needs of the elderly? Regarding teachers, have I maximized opportunities to learn from pastors, rabbis, and teachers? Have I actively sought the guidance and counsel of the wise and godly people? Psalm 51:12-19. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence. Take not your Ruach HaKodesh from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, God of my salvation. Then my tongue will sing for joy of your righteousness, O Yahweh. Open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you would not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it, nor be pleased by burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. Shalom and Yeshua.